Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever. The health guru, Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, and all their friends and family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I'm thinking that perhaps self-realization is the very start of having this be your best year ever. Do you know what it is? Do you think you are self-realized? Today, health guru Beverly Nadler discusses the concept of self-realization introduced in the U.S. in the 1920s. It is another way of understanding the oft-quoted statement, you are a spiritual being having a human experience, plus some techniques from Kabbalah will be included. Join us for a very enlightening show that can profoundly affect your entire life. And the person that profoundly affects my life all the time, every time, my dear friend, awesome author, phenomenal poet, amazing health guru, Beverly Nadler. Welcome, my dear friend.
Thank you, Joyce. It's a pleasure always to be on your wonderful, inspiring show. And it's especially a pleasure today because this is a subject that is very, very close to my heart and one that I have been wanting to present and have not yet on your show. So this is very important to me.
And I just ask you folks, bear with us. We're having a little technical difficulties, so bear with us. It's coming through loud and clear, but you might be hearing a few little things, but you will hear us, and that's what's important. Okay, take it away, Beverly Nadler.
Okay, thank you. First of all, what is self-realization? What do we mean by that? And I'll give you what I consider to be the clearest definition given by Paramahansa Yogananda. He is an Indian guru and mystic. He was the founder of the Self-Realization Fellowship, who introduced self-realization to the U.S. in the 1920s, and he is the author of Autobiography of a Yogi, which sold millions of copies and was translated into many, many languages, sold all over the world. So apparently the subject is meaningful. The problem with the concept of self-realization is that for, I'm going to say literally centuries, because though he introduced it with that name, the concept of what it is has been around for a very long time, but most people are not aware of it and did not, if they were aware of it, had no idea that what we call ordinary people, and that's what most of us consider ourselves, or maybe skilled, but still ordinary humans, would be able to accomplish. And the fact is, self-realization is the knowing in body, mind, and soul that we are one with the omnipresence of God. In other words, we are an extension of God. We are an attribute of God. We are a part of God. We are an aspect of God. Whatever name you want to use, you are not separated. Whatever God is, quite frankly, so are you. And it is something that we hear every once in a while, especially in the statement which was first originally made by Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. He was a Jesuit priest, a metaphysician, also a scientist, I believe, a geologist, and a mystic. And he said at that time, when he was, whatever he was doing in his life, he said that we are not humans. We are spiritual beings having human experiences. And that quote has been stated many, many times. I heard it for years, but I can honestly tell you it took many years before it made any sense to me. I still always thought of myself as just being one who had more, or could have more understanding of spiritual things, the non-physical world. I did not really know that what it meant is we not only know these things, because many people are studying spiritual, many different spiritual books, trainings, taking seminars, watching things on videos and on YouTube, but the fact is it is experiencing yourself as this aspect of God, as this extension of God, experiencing yourself and knowing that you are truly beyond what we call human, but you are living in a particular realm, the third dimension, in which all kinds of experiences happen. Some would call good, some we'd label bad, but all kinds of experiences. And some say, when I say some of the people who wrote about and teach about self-realization say we are here to express ourselves, because this power, this reality, this one that we call God, can only experience itself through its highest creation, which are humans. That's what some say. Others say we are here to learn. We are here to grow in consciousness, to finally return to our true home, which is the home we share in what we call heaven, which is not a place. It's a consciousness, and it's a dimension that we share and live with. And that is our purpose. And you can choose. It doesn't really matter whether you want to believe that we are here to express and create and enjoy, which is really nice, or we are here because there are many lessons that we need to learn on the earth plane that can only be learned in physical form.
Man, that says a lot. That captures quite a bit. And folks, if you can really understand and appreciate that concept, as I said earlier, it's the first step in moving forward with your life and realizing a lot of your aspirations and goals and wishes. Back to you, Beverly.
Yes, let me give you a quote by Baba Muktananda. He was an Indian mystic and guru, and he founder of type of yoga called Siddha Yoga. He said, honor yourself. Self is spelled, by the way, with a capital S. Small self simply means this human personality in which your self, with a capital S, resides in this lifetime. Worship yourself. Meditate on yourself. God dwells within you as you.
Wow. Very powerful.
And then we have another quote from Sai Baba. Many people witnessed Sai Baba's what we call extraordinary skills, because Sai Baba was known to materialize things out of the air, to bring them, just open his hands and there they were. And I'm not talking about a magician's trick. There were many people who will tell, well, I don't know them personally. I've read them in books. I only met one person once, and that was years ago, who said, yes, I was there, and I watched this. But he didn't believe it, and many people do not believe it. But the fact is, Sai Baba was self-realized. And what he said is, I am God. You are God. The difference between me and you is that I know it, and you do not.
I knew that was going to be the punchline there. That is so powerful. I just want to share my favorite Sai Baba quote. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a challenge. Meet it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a sacrifice. Offer it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is love. Enjoy it. That's my favorite quote from him.
That's beautiful. I have a book called Life is a Game about Sai Baba. Someone wrote it, one of his disciples wrote it, and that's what it's called. There's a quote from Paramahansa Yogananda, which is interesting. Don't take life so seriously. Everything here is nothing more than God's dream. And you mentioned life is a dream. Yes, God's dream. But we are all God. And there was a book some years ago, I think it was about the Aborigines in Australia, and I don't remember the name of the book, but it was all about the fact that we are dreaming this reality, what we call reality, which Einstein said, reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Meaning that it is something that we create. And in fact, the Kabbalists and others who teach about self-realization state clearly that everything that exists is already within us. There's a, I think he's passed on, Wheeler, his last name is Wheeler, and a physicist who said there's no out there, out there. In other words, everything that exists is within us.
You know, what's so powerful about all this is if you accept the premise that you are God or that God resides in you, what is it you can't do? What is it you can't accomplish? If you are God, it's really about having what you want. So that's a great place to start, to believe that God is you, you are God. Like he said, he knows it, and most of us don't.
Yeah, now, one of the things that I'd like to clarify right now is that I am not a self-realized person. A self-realized person lives in a totally different perception. A self-realized person actually looks upon the outside world, and it is to them a dream or a movie or a play, and they are players in it. They see themselves as the form in which God, if you want to use the term God, although many do not use that term, actually the word God did not come into usage until the 6th century, and it was taken from an old German word which meant the good. But the word God was not used. Words that were used were Lord, were infinite one. We called it the one, or the one reality. And then there was the original word I read somewhere was hu, H-U. And that's very interesting because we are humans. We have the God power, and we are in this form, which is in our language called man or woman, which is the being, the female, created from the womb of man, who creates out of her womb. That's woman. That's how the origination of these very fascinating words. But the key to understanding, the first step, and Joy said it, is the awareness of who you are, not with a conceited aspect, you know, I am God. No, to recognize it's a divinity, the only thing that exists. There is nothing else in this entire universe, and there is a Hebrew statement for that, which I'm going to say in Hebrew, and then I'm going to say it in English, and it's Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Achad. And what it means is, hear Israel. And Israel at that time was just meant everyone. The Lord, your God, the Lord is one. Now, what we've taken that to mean is, well, there's only one God. There's not a lot of gods. No, that's not what it means. What it means is there is nothing besides God. There is nothing besides this creative, infinite, immortal, extraordinary, magnificent force that runs the entire world, that every single thing that happens, everything that we see, hear, touch, taste, smell, whether it's trees and grass, or whether it's a chair, whether it's our human body, everything is made of the exact same thing. There is nothing but the one. That's all that exists, and it shapes itself into every single incredible, awesome, magnificent form that we experience here on this planet. It may be experienced in others, according to what physicists are saying now. There are thousands of universes. We're just one, and we are just one planet, but apparently this planet, Mother Earth, is one that can support this physical form in which we live while we are in our, what we call, human experience.
I have to say one thing as regards to that. We had a mutual friend that has sadly passed away a while ago, but it was Michael Wyman who always reinforced that. He would look in your eyes and say, you're God, know that you are God, and you're just having a human experience in your spiritual body. So I just have to bring that in, because more than anyone I ever knew, he embodied that.
Well, actually, I was hoping that you would bring it in, because Michael was proof of the fact that you can. Now, I can't say whether he actually experienced himself that way or just knew it the way many people do. The experience is something else, and I don't know that. But what I know is that you can be aware of this, and you can live a, quote, normal life, what a human life. But what happens is you become kinder. You become more compassionate. You become more aware because you realize, and I don't, when I'm using the term realize here, I don't necessarily mean experience. I mean understand with your mind that this is the truth about life, that we are actually here in this dimension, but this is only a part of us that's here. Meister Eckhart, a metaphysician, a Christian metaphysician, said, the soul is not only equal with God, it is the same as God. So a part of us, each one of us, is radiating into this physical body that is our home while we are here in this physical world. And the T-shirts that say life sucks and then you die are a lie. We never die. We can't die. We are part of God. But to actually feel that and know that and experience it is something else. There is a story of a self-realized guru who was caught, seen by one of his disciples crying. And the disciple said, why are you crying? And he said, because my son is dead. And the disciple said, but Master, you know that that's only an illusion. There is no such thing as death. And the Master said, yes, and the cruelest illusion of all is death.
Hard to think of it as an illusion. It's a continuation of one's journey, but these thoughts are difficult to understand, really, until you get into that really trusting spiritual mode of faith and hope and all of that. But I'm saying that because some of you folks may be struggling with this show, so just try to keep an open mind.
I would expect anyone to be struggling with this show, because this is not anything that we have been brought up to understand, and we have not been brought up to learn this. We've been brought up to learn that there is a God outside of us that we must worship rather than recognize that we are part of the divinity. That changing, that, remember, the brain is an organism through which consciousness and the mind expresses. So the brain would be struggling with this unless you've been exposed to it. Now, I attend every year with my daughter, Denise, the Center for Spiritual Awareness, which is in Georgia. And it is the person who officiates there is Roy Eugene Davis. He was the very last person to be initiated by Yogananda just about a year before Yogananda actually passed. And when he was initiated, Yogananda said to him, teach as I teach, but take care of yourself because you are meant to go all the way. And Roy Eugene Davis, I would assume, and I can't say because I never asked him, is self-realized, but he comes very much as a regular person, as did Yogananda. When Yogananda came here in the 1920s, he was greeted by groups that were actually part of religious science of mind, unity. They were greeting him, and he had audiences in these hugest auditoriums, thousands, tens of thousands of people at a time came to hear him speak. Now we wonder what happened to the descendants of these people. Perhaps they felt, as I originally felt, and no longer do, but I originally felt, and I'll tell you what that is in a minute, that this should be an easy path, and that once we, quote, intellectually grasp it, everything changes. Well, everything does change to some extent if, when you intellectually grasp it, you can intellectually believe it. But it is when you experience it, when you can actually look upon this handiwork of God, this incredibleness out there as being the, when I say illusion, meaning it's all vibrations, by the way. It's all God's consciousness. When you can look at it that way, and when you can look upon your life as really being part of the, or an extension of that which we call God, the one reality, it's a totally different thing. I'm in the phase that I said, I know it's true, and because I know it's true, and I haven't accomplished some of the things that I want, some things just fade away. They're not important anymore, just not important. But some of the things that haven't, that are still important to me, I say if it's meant to be, it will be. I live my life in accordance with doing a great deal of meditation. Meditation is a one way of getting closer to that. Will you, because you meditate, become self-realized? I don't know. Some people do. I know when I said that I had thought that it was simple. The first time I went to the Center for Self-Realization, which was, I think, about 6 years ago, I'm not sure, but I think it's 6 years ago. And I met someone who was a minister from Italy, who was, and I asked him how long he'd been involved in the work, and he said, oh, I think 6 or 7 years or something, and said, oh, then you must be self-realized. And he laughed and laughed and laughed. And he said, no, it's a journey, it's a path. And some people get there faster, and some slower, and some will not get there during this lifetime. It's not meant for it to happen. It'll happen in another lifetime. But we are all destined to return to our home. We are all destined at some point on our journey, but it's an endless journey because we are infinite beings.
Well, that is good news, folks, that we are infinite beings, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. That's very, very important to really grasp to have a better life, a life of self-realization. The way we contribute to that happening, and we're not comparing ourselves to these great spirits and philosophers, but what we can offer through the teachings of our health guru, popular authors, coaches, is listening to the show, because we can offer you the positive, we can offer you the upbeat, we can make things fun. So we strongly suggest you start your day every day with this show. Just listen to Beverly Nadler and why you should.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to our homepage at Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. On the upper left, you'll see my picture. Right under that, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that, you automatically become one of our loyal followers. And the advantage to that is you'll know that every show, every guest, every topic, we have people like the great psychic Peter Marks, who gives us the exclusive on radio. So when you want to hear him, he's on every single month, offering you a free on-air mini reading. Become a follower. You know exactly when Peter is on, and many others as well. So thank you for that great poem, Beverly. It's truly my favorite poem, and it makes a profound difference in people grasping the concept of the show. Back to you.
Thank you. I love that poem. It's one of my favorites, and I came to me suddenly. I recall it just suddenly started pouring through. I guess God decided he wanted people to know about your show and what it offers, and it offers so much, and I am privileged to always be on it. I want to share with you, with the audience, some quotes from people who are self-realized, and I would say that would be so for Roy Eugene Davis, who I said was the last person ordained by Paramahansa Yogananda. And he says, what is the purpose? And he's still alive, by the way. He's 83 years old, still traveling around the world teaching and speaking. What is our real purpose for being in this world? It is to awaken knowledge of ourselves as spiritual beings in a relationship to a reality, capital R, which is referring to that power that we call God, which, not confined by space, time, or relative circumstances, is infinite. That is what your Kriya Yoga is, the name of the, system practiced of Yogananda and of those that before him, because he was ordained by people, you know, before he was ordained, and he ordained Roy Eugene Davis, and the name of the system is called Kriya Yoga. The term self-realization, first time I heard it, is in relation to Yogananda. But there are others. The Kabbalah has a story which is very similar, and I say a story because it has many, many. There are thousands and thousands of pages to its main books, and I've read 17 of these books. And to tell you the truth, it could be rather confusing, but I'm going to give you we've done some shows on it to make it less confusing, but the Kabbalists knew this truth. They knew that there is only one reality, not that there's only one God, that there's only one reality, and that one reality is what we today call God. So this, as the story goes, all the souls, extensions of this power, were residing very happily, having everything we could possibly want in what we call heaven. And at one point, we decided, you know, this is almost boring. We want to be able to give back to this power, to the God self, and we can't, because it has everything. There is nothing lacking. We cannot individually create anything and produce anything and do anything, and we need to change that. We need to have the ability to give back. That's where, in the Jewish tradition, philanthropy is so important, even for those who are poverty-stricken, to give back. And that, not because they understand the Kabbalah, but that's become part of, woven into the fabric of Jewish life. So what happened, at that moment, according to the story, is that this light, the light of the Creator, light of the one reality, withdrew some of its light. It withdrew some of its light, and as a result, we had what was called the Big Bang. Now, interestingly enough, science has confirmed that what the Kabbalists call the time that this happened as being the exact same time as the Big Bang. And what that story is about is we have all come to this place, but we're all extensions of God. And we've come here and forgotten our identity, and we are playing the game, living in the third dimension, looking for ways to come home, but in the meantime, having all kinds of experiences, some of which we label very definitely as being unpleasant. And as we grow into actual true self-realization, nothing is unpleasant. It's like we're watching a movie and we're enjoying it. It could be a movie of war. It could be a movie of horror. It could be a movie where all kinds of unpleasant things happen. But when we're watching that movie, we're not saying, oh my God, that's horrible. We're not feeling bad. We're enjoying the movie. And the thought of that, when you're not self-realized, is like, huh? Are you kidding me? But nevertheless, I've come to accept that it's the truth, even if I only have glimpses of it periodically during meditation.
It really is a hard principle to grasp. So clearly it takes a lot of soul searching, a lot of work, a lot of trusting the universe. It is a hard one to grasp.
Absolutely. And that's why I wrote my book, Loving the Game of Life. Because after I spent 2 years in this, what I'd say, researching all of this and going back over the things I had spent most of my life from the time of, well, started at 6 years old when I wanted to know why people died, and I took literally maybe a dozen books out of the library. At 6 years old, the librarian looked at me and says, who's that for? And I said, me. She said, really? I said, yes. And I tried to understand them, and at 6 years old, my human brain could not understand them, and I brought them back. But I said to myself, someday I will know the truth. And I'm getting there. I am knowing it on a conscious level. I'm getting closer to experiencing it. Don't know when I will truly experience it, but I am definitely in a space of knowing it. But I wrote my book, Loving the Game of Life, especially for people so they do not have to spend, years and years and years, not going to say how many years, searching for answers. And not that you'll only read that book, but there's many references, which some of which I've talked about here, but many, many more, because the entire book was written for the purpose of assisting people in changing enough of their conscious recognition and brain cell pathways for them to accept, you know what? I believe on a conscious level that this is true, and I really want to experience this. That's what the book was written about, for the purpose, because if you don't have any connection with what I'm talking about today, that experience is not going to happen. And the reason it's so important to know your true identity is because the more you identify yourself as the spiritual being you really are, a part of the one God, the more you partake of its attributes, unconditional love, unlimited power, abundance, joy, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, creativity, and appreciation, and the more ability you do have to attract and create what you want. But not each individualized aspect, which is what we all are, is going to have all of these attributes. God expresses through us differently, and each person is different. But there's another important reason. Imagine what life on planet Earth would be like if everyone knew and accepted this truth. It would end war, murder, robbery, deception, greed, and manipulation. if everyone believed, even if just on a conscious, intellectual level, that he or she is an aspect or an extension of God, that God is expressing as him or her through the personality that had the aspects and the attributes of God, why would anyone resort to such negative behaviors? Why would anyone feel unloved or be fearful or angry or resentful or worried? Though this is probably not going to happen in this lifetime, as more people know and understand the truth, everyone's life on planet Earth gets better. There'll always be on planet Earth this duality, but not the suffering experienced in the world today. Buddha, you know, the story of Buddha, he left his home. He was a prince who was totally shielded from the outside world. And one day he chose to go out. His name was Gautama. He went out and he could not believe what he saw. He saw poverty. He saw old age. He saw death. He saw illness. He couldn't believe it. And he gave up his entire life as he had known it as a prince and went out in search of the truth. So I don't know how many years it took, and I don't know if he actually sat under a banyan tree, as they say, but he did ultimately discover the truth. And as such, when people ask, "So what are you?" he said, "Awake." And awake is the same thing as being self-realized. It is the same thing as being fully enlightened. And Buddha was awake. And in his awakeness, he created a teaching, and many people follow it. And one of the things that's part of it is compassion. And that's because the majority of people have no clue of their true identity. And so we must have compassion for them and assist them in waking up, at least on a conscious level, to become aware of that.
First of all, I just want to say you expressed the story of Buddha really, really well. For those of you that want to really see it for yourself, there's a great documentary on it. I've seen it twice. I mean, I was blown away by it. Literally, living as a prince in a palace, the reason he didn't know about the world outside the palace is his family shielded him from that. They didn't want him to know about old age, sickness, any of that stuff, pain. So they shielded him until one day he just decided he's going to get out in the world. And as Beverly really very well expressed it all, he was just so shocked by everything because he didn't see even a trace of any of it. So I want to recommend you Google it, the story of Buddha, get the tape on it, watch the movie, whatever it is, because it is so powerful. It is so powerful. It also brings home how people keep their head, under the sand because they don't want to know anything. See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. That's a whole other thing. But the story of Buddha is extremely, extremely inspiring. I just wanted to share, getting back to Sai Baba, another quote that's also a favorite of mine because it drives home something is, "The secret of perfect health lies in keeping the mind always cheerful, never worried, never hurried, never borne down by any fear, thought, or anxiety." Here again, how difficult is it to adhere to that. Never worried, never hurried, never borne down by any fear, thought, or anxiety. And I think I have to do a whole show on that because in today's world, people are way beyond their own personal issues, their own personal troubles that they're going through so much anxiety and fear. It's now all the global concerns, the national concerns on the top of all of that. So we have to do whatever we have to do to have peace inwardly. Beverly, before we move forward, why don't you tell people, you reference your books, but tell them how to find them so they can purchase them.
The book specifically on the subject we're talking about today is called Loving the Game of Life. You go to my website and that's BeverlyNadler.com, and you click on that link, Loving the Game of Life. Then you'll come to a page that explains exactly what's in this book, why you want to read it. It's, I looked at the page the other day, and it's still a very, very meaningful page. And if it resonates with you, if you feel, yes, this is what I want to know more about, then I highly recommend that you order the book, and you can order it online. It is an e-book. It is not in a physical form. It is an e-book, but, of course, you can print it out if you prefer, you know, to read it as such. I actually printed it out for myself so that from time to time I can read it, because we are living in a physical world, as Joyce said, never worry. It's an impossibility. It's not just difficult, it's impossible. You can't do that from the human mind. But the more you can move into the understanding that you're a spiritual being and this is a whole playground, it's a whole creation, it's a whole dream, it's a movie, it's a whatever, that this world that we live in, that Einstein said is an illusion, albeit a very, very, it's very seductive, it's very persistent. And, of course, John Wheeler said, there's no out there out there. We're creating it. And there's books coming out now, but they're very scientific. And as far as I can see, they're not, to my knowledge, to my experience, knowing what I know, going to put you into a space where you begin to actually recognize who you really are. But the scientists are proving there is nothing but this one thing out there, and everything is out of that one thing. And then there is a book, I think it's even called the God, oh gosh, I forgot what it was. The God, I don't know. It's something about that everything is God. But I tell you honestly, I didn't read that book. I've read so many other books. That the God Particle, that's what it's called. The book is called The God Particle. The ones by scientists don't get you as much into the space of beginning to feel this transcendence that comes actually through meditation. I'm not going to tell you that, well, if you meditate, you will surely get there. Roy Eugene Davis tells you that's the path. That's the path they use, is meditating and quieting your mind and actually allowing yourself to feel transcendence. And it was interesting. This happens to be a scientific thing that said brain imaging technology reveals beneficial effects of attentive meditation practice. And the study was done in conjunction with the Alzheimer's Prevention Research Foundation and Dr. Andrew Newberg. And what he said, that when participants did this, when they were meditating, what happened, they reported a sense of transcendence or detachment from conditions they normally perceived. In other words, they were able to go into another dimension in consciousness. And they also reported, which helps in the physical world we live in, an increased capacity to concentrate, indicating that it is a willed act of focusing that improves the ability to control attention. And what meditation, especially as it taught at the Center for Spiritual Awareness, is to just notice your breathing, breathe in, breathe out. If thoughts come, you don't follow them. You let them come. You don't fight with yourself. The mind likes to think. That's what it's been doing your whole life. But the more and more that people actually do this, the more they will find themselves getting closer to this. And especially if you ever read anything from the Center of Spiritual Awareness, and you can Google Roy Eugene Davis and or CSA, and there's tons of material on that. There's also my original, before I actually got to recognize that I am a spiritual being having a human experience as a reality for me, I read a book called Busting Loose from the Money Game, which is has a very unspiritual title, by Robert Sheinfeld. And it had a profound effect on me and led me into Kriya Yoga and the Center for Spiritual Awareness. And that, plus going back over things I had studied in the past and saw them totally differently, resulted in my writing Loving the Game of Life. And I highly recommend that book if you are looking to have a better understanding of what we're talking about today.
Do go to Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. There's such a wealth of information there. It'll reference the books as well, of course, but do check that out. I want to go to the studio lines for a moment. 225-281, would you like to say your name and where you're calling from? 225-281. Okay, you're not in the health in the studio queue. I just thought I'd give you an opportunity. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
You know, you mentioned something interesting. You were saying about peace, and here's a quote from Buddha. Peace comes from within. Do not seek it without. And that is the truth. The more we can understand that who we truly are and recognize that it is with our consciousness that we literally create and attract our world, it becomes extremely important. There's a statement by a Danish philosopher, his name was Søren Kierkegaard, and he said there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true, and the other is to refuse to believe what is true. And my challenge is to believe what I'm talking about today and find out more about it, and especially go to the site to look at what Loving the Game of Life includes. And if it resonates with you, then order the book, because it will clarify a lot of what they've been talking about. I've been on this path for a very long time, so it's not like something that happens overnight, although I have heard from some teachers that it can happen, and I guess that would have depend upon the lives that one has lived before they came here, past life experiences brought with them so that they become awake faster. But again, the word Buddha actually means the awakened or the enlightened one.
And I feel this is a very enlightening show, folks, very powerful. And if you are connecting with it, if you are realizing that you want to be self-realized and what you want to do about that, listen to the show again. It's very profound. Invite people to listen to it as well. And I don't want to hear that you're going to get to it someday, because all there is now. And I wrote this just for those of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up?
there wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
Beverly, I have to really acknowledge you for yet another outstanding show, an outstanding message. What message would you like to leave the audience with, and how would you wrap this all up?
I'd like to say that this is not self-realization, you know, the title, Is It For You, is not necessarily for everyone. But if the thought of it resonates with you, I'd like to suggest that you investigate it further and see if that's the path you want to take. For me, it is the only path and in my life right now, and it took me a long time to get here. I wish you the best. Whatever you do, though, always keep in mind that you are a spiritual being. Even if you don't pursue this further, try to remind yourself, I am a spiritual being, and I am, as such, infinite. I am. Your life is forever. Remember, soul is synonymous with God.
Well, there isn't anything that's necessarily for everyone. So if this is not necessarily for you, you might look, there might be traces of it. There might be parts of it that you do resonate with that would make a profound difference in your life. So I suggest if you're coming from it's not for me, just to be open that maybe it is if you give it a chance. And I suggest you do that right here, right now, because if not now, when?
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
Folks, thanks so much for tuning in today. Share about the show, let people know, make a difference in their lives. And this is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And on that note, I want to also invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. Make someone happy today. And you can start that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.